Small Town Podcast is made possible by generous support from the Georgia Municipal Association. GMA supports Georgia cities. Small Town Podcast is supported by Consolidated Pipe and Supply Company. Consolidated Pipe is a full-line supplier of products for the water, wastewater, and natural gas industries, and they serve utilities and public works departments in cities, large and small, every day. They're the exclusive distributor of Master Meter AMI-AMR technology. As a family-owned company with a legacy that began in 1960, let Consolidated Pipe show you that they are dedicated to service.
I hereby call this episode to order.
Hey, small towners, it's Mayor Matt Seal, and thanks for joining me for another episode of Small Town Podcast. Today is our third of three episodes sponsored by EOM Operations that is focused on customer cities of theirs in the coastal Georgia region. Today, we visit a small town that is another small town rich in history that goes back to the founding of the state of Georgia, and we talk with a mayor who has always called it home and was encouraged to run for office to make it just a little better. We're going to go talk with Mayor Laverne Clancy in the small town of Midway, Georgia. Come go with me.
Growing up in coastal Georgia, I only thought I lived in a small town. Soon as I graduated high school, I moved to the big city of Atlanta for college and to start my life. My life is a journey, and I ended up in Ocilla, Georgia. Population 3,400. We've got two traffic lights here. We're not looking to get a third anytime soon. Some years later, the people of Ocilla made me their mayor. Man, I love living in a small town. Other folks do too. This is the Small Town Podcast, and I'm your host, Mayor Matt Seal of the great city of Ocilla, Georgia.
Small Town Podcast is sponsored by Koch Industries. Just like the great small towns we feature on Small Town Podcast, every great company has a story. From its humble beginnings starting out in Middle America in the 1960s, Koch Industries has become one of the largest privately held companies in the nation and has achieved an international presence in 50 countries around the globe. The companies of Koch Industries create innovations in transportation, medical care, water filtration, building materials, household goods, and so many other products and technologies that impact our lives every day. You can see more of the Koch story, both where they've come from and where they're going, by visiting kochind.com/podcast. All right, I'm back in the city of Midway, Georgia. I'm with the mayor of Midway this time. We are in the municipal court building. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on with the buildings in Midway later in the episode, but I'm joined with the mayor of Midway, Mayor Laverne Clancy. Mayor Clancy, thanks for joining us on Small Town Podcast.
Thank you, Mayor Seals.
We've actually explored Midway a little bit before with Dr. Clementine Washington, who was the mayor pro tem and still is.
Right.
And I actually joked with her, hey, don't let the mayor be mad at me for interviewing the mayor pro tem instead of the mayor when I came to Midway before, because right. She was my assistant principal in high school. So that was a fun episode to do. But I'm glad I had the opportunity to come back and talk to you. Like you know, I grew up in Hinesville, which is right down the road here in Liberty County. So it's just great to be back with you. So we'll start this conversation where I start every other one. Were you born in Midway, Georgia?
No, actually, I was born in Savannah, Georgia, but raised in Midway, Georgia.
Okay. How soon after after being born did you get here?
Right after.
Oh, right after. Okay.
Right after.
Okay. So you don't even remember
Savannah.
Never
lived in Savannah. Just came back here, and this is where I started my...
There it was. Yes. Okay. What was life like growing up in Midway?
It was great. It was a community. Everybody knew each other.
Yeah.
And I lived in an era, everybody was family.
Yeah.
So we worked, lived, and played right here, my mom and dad.
And so growing up, went to school here. Where did you graduate high school?
Bradwell Institute. Uh-huh.
Yep, yep. I was in that first graduating class of Liberty County High School. Version 2.0, as I have to say, because there was a Liberty County High School before that Dr. Washington went to.
Actually, I went there as an elementary school.
Okay.
It was Liberty High, but everybody went.
Okay,
so elementary,
K through 12.
Right.
Okay. And then what grade did you switch into going to?
I went to Liberty Elementary first to sixth.
Uh-huh.
Then I went to Hinesville Middle, seventh and eighth.
Uh-huh.
And Bradwell, ninth to 12th.
Right, right. Bradwell Tigers.
Yes.
I was supposed to be a Bradwell Tiger. And then when I was in eighth grade, that's when they built this new school and said, okay, half of you kids are going somewhere.
Exactly.
Else. So it's quite an adventure. Well, what, after graduating from Bradwell Institute, what'd you do then?
Came out of Bradwell and joined the United States Army.
Okay.
Spent 8 years in the Army. Came back to small town Midway.
Yeah.
And entered into truck driving.
Okay.
And I was an entrepreneur, having three trucks. And my aunt, Magdalene Clancy, she was the mayor of Midway also.
Oh, okay.
And
so this is in your blood.
Yes.
It's a family tradition.
And how she became mayor. The mayor died, the current mayor died, and she was the mayor pro tem, and she just moved into that.
Okay.
But how I got into politics, it was because of my aunt.
Okay.
And she was like, everyone calls me Junior.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, you want to be on the council? You need to run for council. And I'm like, no, Auntie, I don't think I want to do it.
You weren't. So wasn't your idea?
No.
Wasn't something you looked to do?
And matter of fact, when I decided, she was my campaign manager. And I used to come home off of the road. I'm like, man, I don't want to go out campaigning today.
Yeah.
And I cut my truck off.
She told you didn't have a choice.
She'll have that truck, and she'll call me.
You couldn't get it in quiet enough.
That's right. And we'd go out campaigning, and I made it in 06.
Okay.
I was on council from 06 until 2017, I ran for mayor.
Okay, that sounds about right.
Yeah, 2017, I ran for mayor and won the seat, and here I am.
Yeah. So I'm curious, that's an interesting story. Now you're not the first person to tell me that they weren't really interested in being on council or running for public office, but someone else kind of pushed you in.
Right.
but what convinced you? Now, it sounds like she was quite the encourager.
Right.
But what were some of the things that finally led you to decide, okay, I will run?
One thing, what really made me run is because I like, well, sure, I'm local. I grew up here.
Yeah.
And I knew what the city needed, and I didn't want it to change a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because in some way it has changed, because we had different culture of people moved in.
Sure.
But when I first came, decided, everyone was neighborly.
Mm-hmm.
We could leave our doors open and everything, and Midway needed a little change, but not a whole bunch of change.
Right.
And that's what made me run.
You weren't trying to revolutionize anything.
No.
Or you know.
I was one of the younger ones, so I had more a vision for the city than the older one that was on council.
Mm-hmm.
And they welcomed me, and I didn't have no problem when I became elected.
Did you have any opposition that first time?
Yes.
And just to make sure, and we may have covered this with Dr. Washington, I just want to make sure we review. Do you have districts or at-large members in
Midway? At-large.
Okay, so everybody's at-large, so anybody in the city can run for...
The highest four votes gets the seat.
So that particular time, there were four seats available?
Yes.
Okay, and how many people ran for those four seats?
It was about six or seven.
Okay,
of us.
So almost twice as many.
Yes.
So two or three people were not going to...
Right.
To get it. Okay. Okay. So you could win with others, but you just want to make sure
exactly.
You were on the top four vote getters. So what did you do to campaign? I've seen this in other places. You just said you were one of the younger ones. That doesn't always get you a shoe in. Sometimes
no.
People say, yes, we want the youth and the energy, but sometimes say, well, wait your turn. Your name was Junior anyway, right? So
right.
They probably said that, right?
Yes. And actually, a lot of people, they looked at me because my aunt at that time, she already retired
right.
from being in office.
Right. Now, was she the mayor for longer than just that? Because you said she was the mayor
no,
pro tem.
No, that was it.
Okay.
Yeah, she just finished out.
Finished
the term.
That out, and then okay.
Yes.
But still, it done several
right.
a couple terms on the
mm-hmm.
on the council.
She was on council like maybe 30 years.
Wow.
Something like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But back to your question, I talked it over with my wife, and she like, yeah, why not? And I got a lot of responses. Yeah, your aunt was on council,
right?
And she did a good job. So why not? And on my brochure, you know, of course my name was there, and I was a deacon at my church and everything, and seeing it that I was a religious guy, and everybody was like, sure, why not vote for you? I think you would do good. And that's really what pushed me more. And I was excited when I, matter of fact, I want to say I had like about 300 and something vote out of 500 and something, because it was only 500 people that came out and voted.
Okay. So you were you were a pretty high vote getter then.
Right.
Okay. It sounds like there was a desire to serve. You definitely wanted to make sure things were right in the community. But as you took office, and as if you were anything like me, you probably had not a complete idea of what all was involved. And once you get in the details, you start to go, oh my goodness, what have I gotten myself into? But what were some of the things you decided to focus on in your community?
Some of the things that I focused on was the infrastructure and the police department, because I got the police department back up and running because it had declined. At the time, the current mayor, he said, Councilman Clancy, would you like to be the chairman of the police department? I said, yeah. He said, but you got to get it up and running again. I said, no problem. And I knew a lot of guys, like the sheriff of Hinesville, the assistant chief, and I talked with him, and he came down and helped me get it back started.
Okay.
And it was just a great...
Just to give people a kind of a scope, what is the population of Midway, roughly? Or what was it at the time? I'm sure it's grown a little bit since then.
Off the 2010 census, it was 2121.
Okay. So when you were kind of helping build back up your police department, how many officers were in the department?
When it started back up, we only had 3 officers.
Okay.
And now we have a total of 5.
I just wanted 6. You to say that, because the people think a police department, you know, restructuring something is some big deal. But in a small town, you're talking about, you know, 3,
exactly.
3 to 5. So,
right.
So you literally built it up. You weren't just kind of doing some reform. You actually built it up, so you've got more people. Okay. So that was one of your big initiatives in the beginning. Well, what else? Because I know once you get in, there's other things too. You look to do improvements here and there. And, and I'm sure even if you don't come up with it, concerned citizens make sure now that you're on council, hey, here's something that's important to me, and now it better be important to you.
Right. The next thing was like the ditches and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Every day they was coming about the rolls of the ditches. And I'm like, okay, we're going to get it taken care of. And we did that. Me and one other councilman, he's passed on, that was Councilman Stevens. And we took care of that. Another area we had to focus on was the lift stations, and we cleaned that up and got new pumps put in. And we did water lines along Highway 84 in the first 4 years of my terms.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, so you came in just wanting to make sure things, you know, stayed right, but you had some specific things pretty early on, so... Well, you said that, so you were council. How many terms on council?
Three terms. Yes,
okay.
I had 12 years on council.
So once you served those three full terms on council, then you ran for mayor.
Right.
Just I'll ask the same kind of questions, like about what made you finally decide, after all the encouragement from your aunt to run for council, what made you decide to take that top seat?
My mayor at that time, Pro Tem Washington.
That's right.
She said, it's no one else is qualified. She said, you don't want other folks to come, because I was going to run for council again.
Uh-huh.
And she said, no, that's not good. She said, you got to run for mayor. I said, you think? She said, yes. I don't think I know. I said, okay. So that's where I talked it over with my wife.
Yeah.
Because like I said at the beginning, I had my own business. And as an entrepreneur, you had to keep those trucks running.
Yeah.
So I thought about it, and I thought about it. So I downsized down to one truck.
Oh, wow.
I sold 2 of my trucks and kept on going. And I won the seat. Here I am. And I got rid of that truck because it took the mayor job. They said it's part-time, but it's not part-time.
That actually shows. I want to give you some applause, because to make the decision to downsize your own business.
Right.
I haven't asked him his salary. I'm speaking to the audience here, but I promise you, whatever he's making as the mayor of Midway does not make up for reducing your business by 2/3.
Exactly.
So I know that for sure. Let me back up just to make sure, because I think I had this from interviewing Dr. Washington before. Midway has term limits on the mayor.
Right.
So she was only able to run for two terms, and then she has to step down. But then she was able to run for council.
Right.
So y'all essentially just swapped
seats. That's what everybody was saying.
Because were you the mayor pro tem?
Right.
You were the mayor pro tem. She was the mayor. Now you're the mayor and she's the mayor pro tem.
Yes.
All right. So y'all just swap. Now, is it two terms only or just two consecutive terms and then someone could run again? Because y'all could just swap seats again if y'all can keep this going.
Right.
you'll be tired of the top job for a while. Want to go back and build up your business and tell her she's got to come back.
Oh, yes.
Well, what were some of the, because I mean, that sounds like you guys obviously have a good relationship and we're a team working together on some things. So if it was that important, and it sounds like you don't actually make politically ambitious decisions. Women in power come to you and tell you need to run for something because your aunt did it for council.
Yes.
Dr. Washington did it for mayor. But obviously you felt it was important enough to keep things going. So what are some things that you've already started as the mayor, or what are some things you're looking to do to keep things going? Because a lot of people, after 12 years of service, which you already served as council, right, would say, okay, I've participated, I've done my public service, and now I can go back and continue my business or build my business bigger. You did the exact opposite. So I got to say why. What are you looking to do for the city of Midway?
What I'm looking to do for the city of Midway now is, of course, you know, we started building our new city hall. I want to get that completed. I want to make our police department a little better, with more officers. Also, my public works. And matter of fact, I just interviewed today for a bookkeeper, because we are short in administrative with finance, also business license clerk. So I need to fill those two seats. I need two more public works guys, and we'll be fully staffed. And I got to complete it within my next 2 years.
Okay. Well, let me get the update on that, because we actually did previously talk with Dr. Washington about City Hall, because right now City Hall is in the Midway Mall, I think it's called.
Right.
I went down and saw that after the interview. We're sitting right now in your municipal court, which is attached to your police department. And we started talking about this before we recorded, but I wanted to kind of give the audience an update. They know from, if they listened to the previous episode with Dr. Washington, things were on the way. But update us on the City Hall project. How's that coming along, and what all is that going to have inside it?
Okay. It is coming along real well. We're on target. October, it's completion date, the end of October. Then 30 days from that, we'll be moving in.
Okay.
So now what's going to be in there, it would be the administrative department, of course, my office.
That's right. You got to have an office in New City Hall.
And the police department would also be in there.
Okay.
Yes.
So how
public works also.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
So how big, either by square feet, is it multi-stories? What's the
The square footage is, I want to think it was 1,807 square feet, heated square feet.
Okay. Okay. You probably got some other storage areas for your public works equipment and things like that. So.
Yes.
Okay. Well, like I said, we're sitting in the municipal court, which also has the police department. You just said the police department, and I assume the court is going to happen in the new city hall.
Yes.
So what, are you going to use this building for something else, or is it going to be sold off? What?
We're going to renovate it, and it's going to be used for youth/senior citizens.
Oh, okay. And you said everything should be completed in October. You move in November?
Right.
So you're going to have a big Christmas party in new city hall?
Yes.
I hope I'm invited. Well, that's exciting about City Hall, and I actually want to ask you about, I know some other things are kind of coming to Midway and some new developments and things that you're taking care of, but before, I kind of want to stop here and ask you some get-to-know-you questions. I ask this of all my guests. It's a way for people who've never met you before to get to know your true character and about you, and then maybe the people that actually thought they knew you, they'll learn something new here too. So first get-to-know-you question is, do you have or have you ever had a nickname? You kind of already answered this one already,
yes.
I guess.
Everyone's called me Junior.
Junior.
Yes.
No other nicknames? 8 years in the Army, and they called you Junior too?
No. In the Army, of course, Clancy.
Everything's just last name.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if maybe something happened one time in a training class and you got stuck with a nickname. You don't want to admit to it, though, right?
No, that's it.
All right. Junior.
Yes.
All right. Next question. What is your go-to karaoke song? If you had to sing a karaoke song to defend the honor of the city of Midway. I actually know, I remember very vividly Dr. Washington's answer. I'll give it to you after this.
Okay. Mine is Georgia's on Your Mind.
Okay. Okay. Yes. That's a good one. That's a good one. Hers was, I think it was Rolling on the River. I know it was a Tina Turner song. She was a huge Tina Turner fan. Mm. I remember that. That was, and I didn't know that about her when she was my assistant principal when I was in high school.
Right.
All right. Next question. What is your favorite meal or favorite dish?
Favorite meal would be lasagna.
Okay.
And
I'm about to say, it sounded like there was an and there coming.
fried chicken with collard greens.
Do you eat all that together?
No.
I was about to say that's a big meal. So it's kind of like
my
two.
Sunday meal, that collard greens.
Okay, okay.
And fried chicken.
But lasagna.
Yeah.
All right, I could tell the way you were saying it. You was like lasagna and yes. There was something else coming. So, okay, but not lasagna and fried chicken.
No.
We should try that.
Yeah, but.
Fried chicken lasagna, maybe.
Hey.
You may have just invented something new there for somebody willing to give it a shot. All right, final question. If you could attend any concert of any singer, any group, any band, any kind of performer, dead or alive, whose concert would you want to go see?
I love that Rick James.
Rick James.
Yes.
All right, Rick James. That'd be a good one. I want to take this opportunity to again thank EOM Operations for their sponsorship of this 3-episode series of Small Town Podcast, including this episode highlighting the small town of Midway, Georgia. Here's EOM's Director of Municipal Operations, Charles Hano, talking about EOM's relationship with the City of Midway.
Our relationship with Midway began fall of 2018. Their water operator for their water and sewer system tragically passed away suddenly. The city was in mourning, but they didn't know where to turn or what to do. We quite literally were there the next day to help them go through the process of their reporting for that month, just to get them through. It was one of those things where it's just a neighbor helping a neighbor, really. There was no contract, we're going to help you, we're going to get you through this.
Now, you might expect the company to have nice things to say about the relationship with the customer, but what does the customer have to say about EOM? Let's ask Midway Mayor Laverne Clincy.
How we got involved is because our water guy passed away, and we needed somebody quick, fast, in a hurry. And the word got out. We got in touch with EOM. They came down. They come in every day, check our substations and wastewater treatment plant. They are on time, all the time. I feel that EOM have taken our utility to the next level.
If you think your city, large or small, might benefit from better, more efficient operations, take a look into EOM operations. You can learn more at www.eomworks.com. That's www.eomworks.com. Small Town Podcast is supported by the Southern Mercantile. Visit southernmercantile.com for a blog about small town living and an online store with a selection of carefully curated goods. The Southern Mercantile. Simple living, Southern charm. And now back to our episode. All right, well, aside from the excitement of New City Hall and all the things that are going to go in there, and I'll be waiting for my Christmas party invitation in the mail for that, what are some other things going on in Midway? I think you were talking about some other things as we were getting set up here.
Yes, we have a brand new Burger King.
Okay. She
was supposed to be opening July the 17th, but it pushed back, so now it's saying August.
Okay.
And also, we have a O'Reilly's.
Okay.
And it's supposed to open in August also.
Now, I know that if anyone maybe from the metro Atlanta area or even, lives in Savannah, two small town mayors are sitting here and I'm getting all excited because you said you're getting a Burger King and an O'Reilly's. Guys, that's a big deal in a small town
if
you get that because I think you said that's going to be up because there is an I-95 interstate exit that's
in
Midway. And so you said the Burger King was going up there.
Right.
Is the O'Reilly's going to be up there too or closer into town?
No, O'Reilly's going to be closer into town. It's right by the IGA.
Okay.
Yes, and we also did infrastructure on putting in a flume.
Okay.
And that flume is to regulate and give us a meter reading on the wastewater that goes into our treatment plant.
Okay.
Yes.
So that way you can measure it. I think you said on that one, somebody else.
Liberty County Development Authority.
Okay, so you're providing a service for the Development Authority at some of their manufacturing facilities? Okay, all right.
Coming out of the industrial park.
And again, you big city slickers out there right now making fun of us because we're excited about a Burger King and O'Reilly's and being able to measure the wastewater small town water treatment plant. I'm telling you, this stuff is a big deal.
Measuring that wastewater?
Yeah.
It's a big deal because I would say in a month time, we probably get about $20,000, $30,000.
Yeah. Well, in the services that a city provides,
mm-hmm.
it is very easy. And I'll say it might even be easier in a small town where you just have less resources, less staff,
and less ability to kind of track things, it would be very easy for you to be providing the service but not getting the revenue to cover the cost of what it takes to provide the service. So especially if you're providing it for someone, you know, outside your city, or, you know, that's a huge deal. And I've seen I've seen small towns get into some financial trouble because of not, you know, making sure they're doing rate studies and making sure that rates are, you know, no one wants to see their water and sewer rates go up, but the cost of providing it certainly go up.
Right.
So if you're not, you know, calibrating accordingly, then you can end up in trouble. Who would they blame if the city of Midway ran into financial trouble? The mayor.
And council, yes. So
that's right. The buck stops here, they
that's
say.
Right.
So, all right, that's cool. Well, what else is going on in Midway? You got some new businesses coming. You guys are doing some things, making sure you're well managing the services and how you provide them. What else we got?
Of course, we have this festival, this Midway Day, and it's always during Georgia City Week.
Okay.
We have that. And it's been growing and growing. Yeah, before last, we had about over 1,500 people. And I know we had over 2,000 this year.
Okay. Well, and just for the audience, Georgia Cities Week is something that the Georgia Municipal Association kind of sponsors. And it's a week, usually in the spring, where people kind of celebrate and maybe are made more aware of the services that cities provide. So what are some of the activities you guys do during that week for your Midway Day?
Well, of course, they got me this year. Get in the dunking booth. So.
How much did someone have to pay to try to dunk you?
Nothing. It was free.
Oh, man. I thought it was a fundraiser for something.
No.
Oh, okay.
And we have
it was just to take out aggression on the mayor.
Right.
Yeah.
We have different vendors, food vendors, and you just name it, all kind of vendors.
Uh-huh.
I think we had probably about 25, 30 vendors out.
Okay.
Yes.
So everyone's just coming out and having a good time.
Yes. Have rides for the kid, horseback riding and everything.
Okay. Yes. Well, cool. I'm curious, and I asked this question to several guests on the podcast. In small towns especially, sometimes there's a person, maybe a group or a club, that kind of has a bigger than average influence on how things work. People will pay attention to them or listen to them more. So who is that person, if there is a person or group in Midway? Maybe you have to check with them before you want to make a big change and put something before the council or some big initiative or project or something like that. Who would that be in Midway that you need to make sure? Usually it's not an elected official. It's someone that is off to the side but ends up having some influence.
Since I've been in office, I haven't counted anyone that has that effect on the city or anything.
Everyone's, you know, sometimes people say, well, just the council just kind of talks to their constituents and they're all the ones of influence. So that might be the answer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, that means they elected all the people of influence.
Right.
Okay. In your meetings then, if it's the council that's got all the influence, usually in small towns, things are pretty quiet. You run meetings, you do your normal business, what you have to do. But every once in a while, there's a council meeting or maybe a public hearing where some kind of issue comes up and people are mad about it. People want to, you know, maybe it's a controversial issue. You've had a lot of years on counseling as the mayor. So what was some issue that just people just came out of work? Maybe it even surprised you a little bit. Sometimes you put something on the agenda, think it's going to be normal business. And by the time you get to the meeting, there's a bunch of people in the room wanting to speak their minds.
This one just happened about a month ago. And it's really not on the council. But again, if you look at it, it is. But
everything's on the council.
What happened, like our garbage pickup, we have it contracted out.
Okay.
So our public works guy doesn't do that.
Right. A lot of cities are contracting that out.
So we have a contractor through Republic Waste.
Okay.
And they was off schedule. If they wasn't off schedule, they didn't pick up till the next day and this and that. And sure enough, they started coming to the meeting. They came to the meeting. I had it on the agenda. And it was the trash, and it was broken down homes.
Okay.
And this one lady, she came in, and it's all the time. She wanted this house cleaned up.
Yeah.
But it's on private property. We just couldn't go on just
like
that.
Right.
And we keep telling her that. And for this one particular Monday, our city attorney was there. So he got that squared away. But then she came back with the trash. But the trash was not being picked up and everything. I explained to her, I said, well, they did call, and we put it on our website plus Facebook that the trash would not be picked up until that Saturday. Anyway, they still didn't get to her till that Monday.
Oh, no.
Oh, and It ain't got no better yet.
Oh, no. It's funny because there's a couple things, even in Ocilla, that get suggested, hey, we should outsource this. We should get someone else to do this. You know, and some citizens will tell you, oh, we don't mind paying. And you try to raise something, and then some right. somehow they mind paying. But even if you outsource it, it's still your problem. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's still, and it is. It's our responsibility as mayor and council to make sure things are getting done. So, but you push it out to someone else to make sure it gets handled. And then when it doesn't, it's still
going to
be. Yeah, yeah.
And also, on that note, the guy just today, because it didn't get picked up on last week, so they told me that it was three guys out with the flu. I'm like, oh, three got the flu at the same time? It's something ain't right about that. But other than that, that's one of the issues we have going on right now in the trash.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot bigger issues that we could be handling right now. So I'll count us lucky that trash and sometimes it's yard debris.
Right.
We actually every once in a while get some complaints because the wild chicken population in Ocilla gets a little out of control.
Really?
So I'd much rather deal with those kinds of issues than some of the stuff that
exactly.
the big cities have to deal with. So,
yes.
Because I'm sure that one can be fixed and it'll get back on track.
Yeah,
and people are going to be
track.
Annoyed, but then after it gets back on track, hopefully they'll forget about it and stop. And they'll stop coming to the meetings to tell you about it. But
right.
but no one's going to come to the meeting to say, hey, just want to let you know, the trash has been picked up on time for the last several weeks. Thank you for your help. No one's going to come to that meeting, though, are they?
No. And we got this. We had this one. I was a councilman at this time.
Yeah.
And this subdivision, every time it rained, it would flood.
Oh, bad drainage issue.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Even though we went in, got quotes, guy went in, fixed it. Rain, problem was still there. But we still spent all this money,
right?
You
didn't fix it good enough. Oh, no.
But he's not coming to the meeting no more.
No.
So we did it to satisfy him.
Yeah.
And that's all it takes. You know, if you say, okay, I can go out here and I can do this, and they see we're doing it, hey,
a lot of times we're never going to solve all the problems and keep them completely solved. I think people are more cooperative, especially in a community, in a small town setting, if they at least see that effort's being made. And sometimes it takes a while to solve problems.
Yes.
You know, getting a little behind on the trash, that's not too hard a problem to solve. Drainage problems, that gets a little harder because water's going to go where it wants to go and sometimes sit where it wants to sit. So those are more challenging problems. So the small town problems taken care of. Let's talk about some of the good things, some of the things you should be proud of. If someone could come to Midway for one day and they could only experience one thing, what would you want to make sure that somebody got to, whether it's an event to come to, like some of the ones you were just talking about, or maybe a historic site? You got a lot of historic churches and museums and things here in Midway. But what would you want to make sure somebody experienced in Midway?
Of course, the Midway Museum,
yeah,
the cemetery. We have some very distinguished folks buried out there.
Yeah.
We have Button Grinnett, Lyman Hall, and they even told me, I haven't seen it, that it's a president out there also.
Really?
Yes.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
We're going to go out and look.
Okay. And also, K Creek Interpretive Center. It's a boardwalk out to the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sit out there at the end of the boardwalk, and you can fish, crab, bird watch. We even have a bird watching tower. Midway is the boardwalk.
So I said one thing, but you've been in politics long enough, you stretched that into about three different things. That was good. Well, Mayor, as we close things out, I want to give you the same opportunity I give all my guests and let you speak directly to the audience and tell them why they should come visit or maybe even move to Midway, Georgia.
Well, I think you should come to Midway because it's a great place to live, work, and play. And we are midway between Savannah and Brunswick. We have a lot of tourism here in the city of Midway, historical tourism. And, of course, I'm here in the city of Midway.
So come visit you.
Yes.
So they can just come to New City Hall and come straight to your office, sit down
that's
and visit.
Right.
All right, that's a personal invitation from the mayor of Midway to come to his new office.
Yes.
Well, Mayor Laverne Clancy, thanks so much for joining us on Small Town Podcast.
Thank you.
Well, small towners, that'll do it for this episode of Small Town Podcast. I want to thank Mayor Laverne Clancy Jr. for talking with me. Thanks again to EOM Operations for sponsoring this episode, as well as the other two episodes in this series. As always, we thank our season sponsors, the Georgia Municipal Association, Consolidated Pipe,
the Southern Mercantile, and Coke Industries for supporting us as we explore and share great small towns. I'll talk to you soon, and y'all are welcome to come to Osceola anytime.
Small Town Podcast is an Urbanomics production that tells the stories of America's great small towns. We release new episodes every other week, featuring small towns through stories of the people who live and lead there, and sometimes exploring issues that affect small towns everywhere. Our podcast episodes are made possible with editing assistance from Resonant Recordings, who also mixes and masters all of our episodes. You can subscribe to Small Town Podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, and the next episode will download while you sleep. You can also leave us a rating and review, which would help us reach new listeners. We would really appreciate it. Beyond our episodes, you can hang out with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also learn more about us and the towns we visit by stopping by our website, www.smalltownpodcast.com. We love to show you all the small towners out there, some great images from the small towns we visit, and let you know about the festivals and events you can participate in and the places you hear about on our podcast. Thanks for listening, and we hope to see you real soon.
We stand adjourned.